Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Snails, man, as big as your hand, invading the... sounds like AM radio. But it's like, this is happening.
Nephilim, this is happening.
Snail. I'm a Nephilim. Who would ever thunk it? You know what I'm saying?
That's for
Nephilim.
Real.
I'm like, shut up with that Nephilim stuff. It's exactly. Like, here we are, you know, the starter. There it is. Oh, my goodness. And now they got snails invading Florida here, right?
Yes. It's an invasion of what they call giant snails. This is Reuters reporting. This is South Florida's fighting a growing infestation of one of the most destructive and invasive species. It's the African land snail. Check this out. There's more than they grow as big as a rat, okay? Mm. And they gnaw through stucco and plaster.
That's pretty much Florida, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what buildings are made of. Yeah.
They said more than 1,000 of these.
A snail does this? I mean, a snail. And it's a snail.
A little slimy
a
thing.
Snail. Yeah. And they're catching them. They're trying to catch them. They caught 1,000 last week. There's 117,000 total that were spotted in Dade County. It's just crazy.
What's your job? I count snails. There's 100.
Like, how do you know
how many snails there are?
I have no idea.
They probably asked the lead snail.
Check this out. They attack over 500 known species of plants. Pretty much anything that's in their path and is green, they destroy. So anything that's green that's growing, it's a wrap.
You think about that in conjunction with yesterday's program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're blowing out tires and to the highway. And they're basically
eating tires.
Wait a minute. This is Reuters reporting.
This is Reuters.
We're talking snails here.
The snails, they're blowing out tires. Uh-huh. Tires on the highway.
How
are they blowing tires out? They got guns or something?
They got like teeth?
Well, no, there's people running over them and they're so thick. Shell's probably this is as big as a rat.
They have a shell?
Yeah.
Oh, this would come out of the sea.
No, this is a land.
No, some snails have shells.
Yeah, they have shells.
On the land. Mm-hmm. They didn't come out of the water.
No.
Wow.
No.
A snail invasion.
Well, listen to this. They said this
doesn't pass the snail test. No, go ahead.
They said that they're being hurled as projectiles from lawnmower blades.
Snail shrapnel.
I hit by my neighbor's snail when he's cutting his grass.
They're hitting the pavement and the slime is gooing everywhere. This is South Florida. Yes, this is South Florida. This is crazy. They said a snail can produce 1,200 eggs a year. A year.
100 a month, right?
Wow. And they're particularly fond of stucco because they devour it for the calcium content that's in stucco, for their shell. They just devour stucco. They need it.
How far up are they? Where are they in the particular line, right?
Crazy.
It had to come from some chemical experiment in Jersey. I mean, how do these things get so big?
Yeah, right.
I have no idea. These things are crazy. They said the last known Florida invasion happened in 1966 when a boy came back from Hawaii. He brought 3 of these on a plane. On a plane from Hawaii, his mother or grandmother, his grandmother eventually let them go in the backyard. And those three that were in the backyard, you're not going to believe this, in 7 years grew to a population of 17,000 snails. And the state spent $1 million and 10 years trying to get rid of them.
Wow. Do you have a picture of these snails?
We'll have a picture on the torch.
You got to see this. I want to see. It's the size of a hand, size of a person's mm-hmm. hand. That's a dog. It's like a rat, I guess. It's the size of a rat. You know,
huge.
people that, I mean, there's some big rats. There's some big rats out there. That's amazing. A snail.
A
little cute, harmless little snail.
What meanest thou this? I mean, you know, I don't want to go there. Just thinking, you know, you don't want to connect it to everything, but it's like, who would ever thought the snail was going to actually chase everybody up north? I was like, really? Oh, my goodness.
There's something that's coming up north. There's some infestation of this bug that they haven't had in, like...
A mosquito or the...
I don't know what kind of bug it is, but it makes this obnoxious noise.
Oh, I know what kind of bug it is.
But they said that it's... I mean, they're like millions an acre. Millions. And
like locusts, then.
Yeah, they say, get ready, it's coming. It's coming this summer.
I just wanted to say something here. I mean, we have invading snails. We have locusts coming. And read the word of God when he says, when I send locusts, when I send a plague. I mean, we're kind of playing around, but this is real. This is true stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just trying to make light of where we're headed if we don't understand that he says, when I send these things, God says this, on my people, he says, if you understand this is me doing this and it's because of the sin, if you humble yourself, which means we got to get rid of the pride, become dependent on God, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, and pray.
Yeah.
Then he said he would stop all this.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about it. You're taken down by a snail. I mean, imagine standing in the judgment seat of Christ, right? A snail takes down your business, your company, your home.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's, you got to read your policy, your insurance policy. They have like a snail clause.
A snail clause.
A snail clause. And this is the whole thing anyway. But understand this. As Christians, we're ready any moment whatsoever. I mean, to be absent from the body is to be present with God. But if you don't have that, if you don't have that guarantee, you can get that guarantee in Jesus Christ. You can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I mean, things are happening, economies, and people are coming in doing bad things and infiltrated our own government, it appears, you know, according to news reports and also through prophetic dreams and visions and confirmations.
Yeah.
And, you know, get right with God. Don't be religious. And there's a lot of religion. It's amazing when you see religion, because the thing about religion is when somebody has all these things like the rich young ruler, but they're totally wrong, mm-hmm. and they're leaving God. They're not walking with Jesus. Wow. Remember the rich young ruler when he walked away, even though he was being very religious? It wasn't to that point who he was truly walking that out for was for himself and not for God. Yeah. And all you got to do is just humble yourself, you know, beat your chest and just go, who am I? I'm a sinner. God, save me. And I'm telling you, he'll reach down, he'll save you. Jesus Christ will save you and say, Lord, teach me your ways and get connected. Get connected to a truly Jesus-following, word-teaching, discipling, abiding church. Mm. You know, and you can find out about our experience, some of our experiences, at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. And you can learn to abide at iabide.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.